it's along the same line of what we were just talking about with the Attorney General of New York and her lawsuit against the beef industry. Amazon is a business, and they're in business to make a profit. This is America. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe everybody should be able to make a fair profit. But at the same time, you know, you're talking about increasing prices so much that for the average person, it's simply not affordable. And then you also get into this equation where you're not really getting quality products. I've got two little girls, one is 11 and one is 9. And so there's just some things that we have to order from Amazon, but we just don't, you know, it's just more convenient.
Are you tired of supporting globalist agendas with your hard-earned money? Sick of the impersonal big box store experience? Concerned about the safety of everyday products you use at home? Look no further. The Freedom Buying Club is here to revolutionize the way you shop and live. Say goodbye to questionable ingredients and harmful chemicals. They provide a carefully curated selection of safe and non-toxic everyday products, from fluoride-free toothpaste to safe cleaning supplies. Your health and well-being matter. And my new favorite is their all-natural beef selection. Taste the difference with their premium all-natural beef. Their commitment to quality means you savor every bite with confidence. No hormones, no antibiotics, just pure, delicious goodness. And the best part is it's delivered right to your door. Enjoy the convenience of doorstep delivery. No more endless aisles or crowded checkout lines. They bring your selection straight to your home, saving you time and hassle. Join the Freedom Buying Club today and embrace a new era of shopping where you have the power to make choices that align with your values. Take control of your purchases, support local businesses, and prioritize your well-being. Your gateway to independence is just one click away. So I urge you to go to their website at freedombuyingclub.com, and you can start your independence today.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Alan Pariser coming to the program, and he's from the Freedom Buying Club. I talk about the Freedom Buying Club a lot, but he's going to talk about the games that they're playing with small businesses, with why there's a quality problem when we're talking volume, what businesses, the pressure they're put under. He's also going to talk about what's going on in New York and the attacks and on the beef companies and the lawsuits that are going on, and also the price gouging and what's happening at Amazon, and they're under attack. I mean, small businesses are under attack everywhere, but how does that work, and what are they doing, and how does that affect us as consumers? This is important for us to understand, because once we understand, then we can make better decisions for our families. We can understand how to make better decisions for our businesses, or how to create solutions, understand what our lawmakers are doing, understand how our justice system is being weaponized against these businesses, and how we can just buy better products for our family, cleaner, better products. So this is a really good conversation I had. This is long overdue. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. People who know Corey Lynn from Corey Diggs, she's the one that got me involved with the Freedom Buying Club, and it helps her. She every time somebody buys from this, it helps not only me, it helps her too, and it helps your family. And I've just realized just how much the savings are. We've been covering a lot on inflation, and we know that the big cities have had a jump since 2022 up to 2024. Just in that 2-year period, we saw a 69% increase in inflation in the big cities, the top 100 and some cities in our country. This is according to the MIT Living Wage Index. It's not just, you know, people in their garage. This is supposedly good numbers and research if you trust MIT. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to lie about that. And it's also Smart Asset came and did some analysis too to figure out what is a comfortable living wage, but using MIT's numbers, 69% in 2 years. And everybody can feel it. You know what I'm saying. You feel it. You go to the supermarket, you feel it. So when I started realizing that some of these products, or a lot of the, especially all the cleaning products, when they come in a concentrate, and it is, you can create 20, 35 bottles out of one bottle that costs maybe, like, you can get a bottle of $409. I don't know how much it is, $6. And you can get this for $8, but you get 30 bottles versus $409's one bottle. You save a lot of money over time. And these are the kinds of things that we need. And not only do you save money, The quality is so much better. They don't have the dangerous ingredients for your health. I mean, it's cleaner, it's better. So we're going to talk about that. This is a really good conversation. So here's my friend, Alan Pariser. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sarah. It's good to be here.
Well, we have a lot to talk about. You have some pretty incredible information to share with people on what's going on with our beef supply and what's happening with Amazon and some of the games they're playing. But let's start with what you have learned about what's happening with our beef supply.
Well, I think most consumers can probably see it when they turn and they look at the label on their protein sources. If you read your label on your protein sources nowadays, you're not really sure what your protein is. So some of the protein nowadays is crickets. Some of the protein nowadays is worms. It's literally insect protein. That's a concern.
How common is that? Because I know that's their goal. And, you know, the insect powder and crap.
It's already happening. It's already happening. It's probably not in every single can or jar or pouch that has a protein source in it, but you'd be really surprised. If you examine this, if you go to the store, or if you take a look at the products that you're purchasing from Amazon or whatever your online source is before you push that button and it goes into your cart and it comes to your home, take a look at the ingredients. You'd be surprised at how many of these protein sources are now insect sources, or it's engineered. Even your beefs nowadays can be engineered beef. And so it's a huge concern. And you know, it's not just the type of protein that you're getting, the source of protein that you're getting. I mean, for me, I would never have an insect protein just because I think it's so disgusting. I don't care if it's better for me or not. I don't want any insects for me or for my children or for my family, but
it's not better,
just
though, right? From what I understand,
I think it's better.
Well,
I don't think it's.
Yeah, well, I've heard that there's issues with insect protein just waste from our body, but that's another issue. If you don't have the information on that, I mean, I've heard that insects people don't realize how it doesn't work with our body because they have a lot of underlying diseases and they haven't really figured that out yet, and our bodies reject it. That's what I've heard, but that's something. If anybody's out there, send me some information on that, and I'll publish it with this on the page so people can see it.
I think if the research points to that, that just reinforces people's desire to not have it in any of their food sources. It just sounds gross to me. But you know, when you talk about actual beef, I think most people have to really be aware of what they're eating. So most of us today are far more educated than we've ever been as far as what we put into our body. And a huge problem are the added hormones that go into our beef supply. A huge problem are the added vaccines that go into our beef supply. And a lot of beef has that, the mRNA that goes into our beef supply. And so when you get that from the local store, most of the beef that you consume today or that you buy from the local store comes from the four big beef companies. There's really four big companies that supply the beef to all your restaurants and supply the beef to all of your supermarkets. And you're getting your beef from these most of the time, just about all the time, from these four big beef conglomerates. And more times than not, if not all the time, these big beef conglomerates, what they have to do, they're mass producing beef, they're mass raising cows, and they're mass harvesting cows. And a lot of time to get the biggest bang for their buck, you know, they're a business. They have added steroids, they have added hormones, they have added antibiotics. It's another thing that you have to look for, and mRNA in all of their beef.
Happening. Yeah.
And none of that is a healthy sort of thing for anybody to put in their body. You know, with my family, and I've got five children, I'm 53 years old. I feel like I'm in the healthiest phase of my life. We're very, very particular and very, very careful about what we put into our body, but we make sure that there's never any added hormones. There's never ever any added steroids, and there's no mRNA in anything that we eat, especially in our beef.
Well, what are they doing on the East Coast that you were sharing something with me earlier? And I think it's important that our listeners hear about it, what they're doing on the East Coast with beef. It's one of the states Can you share that?
So Attorney General Letitia James, she's been in the news a lot lately. She's having a great time, in my opinion. What she just filed against JBL, which is one of the big four beef companies, is a lawsuit because, according to her, they haven't lived up to their methane emissions. Apparently, you know, cows have flatulence and that contributes to global warming and it's going to be the end to all and so forth. And so she's filed a lawsuit against JBL because of their non-compliance with supposed methane goals and so forth, methane recapture goals. And I think that if she's successful in her lawsuit, my personal opinion, if she's successful in her lawsuit, and who knows if she will be, JBL is a pretty big company. They've got pretty deep pockets. But if she is successful in her lawsuit, I think one of the end results is that the beef that you're buying at the store, the quality will probably go down. And the price of your beef will probably go up. And I mean significant. Most people today, because of inflation, the price of beef today is so out of control. But it wouldn't surprise me if you started seeing $20, $30, $40 a pound, if she's successful, if these attorneys generals are successful in suing these beef outfits, they have to pass the buck on to the consumer. And so, you know, beef is, for Americans, it's one of the big staples that Americans eat. Americans eat beef. They love beef. It's a huge concern.
Yeah, I mean, cheeseburgers and steaks. And I mean, it's just nonstop. We eat beef. So what, but are some of the restaurants joining in, like McDonald's and Burger King and all these retail chains saying, hey, wait a minute, this is really going to affect us too?
I think with all of the legislation that's going on, with all of the price increases for minimum wage that's going on, I think that all of these fast food restaurants are on heightened alert. I think they're all concerned. I think they're all scared. I think the consumer is worried. You know, if you go to McDonald's nowadays, when I was growing up, you could go to McDonald's and you could buy, you know, two cheeseburgers and a big fry and three drinks and whatever. And it was like $5.60. But now, you know, it's more like $25, $30, $40. You know, a family of four, a family of five.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost unaffordable for the average person to go to these fast food restaurants. Now, if you have these types of attorneys general successful in their endeavors, you can bet that the price of what you're going to pay, even at fast food restaurants, is going to either increase, or the fast food restaurants will have to get somewhat fancy, if you will, and they'll have to lower the amount of beef and put added fillers, because those are the only two ways that they can affect the equation. You know, they can only deal with price, and they can deal with quality. And, you know, that's an ongoing equation that everybody in the restaurant business has to deal with all the time: price and quality, price and quality. And so, you know, the big concern is that you could end up with far more expensive items that you're paying for, and the quality is lower. So for example, maybe if you go and you buy a hamburger, you've got 25% real beef and 75% crickets.
That's what they're doing. They're forcing that is what they're doing. This is, yeah, we have to be more discerning and understand that these agendas are not what they appear a lot of times. And they attack these food supplies to force things like cricket powder. You know, that's crap that they're doing. And we would hope that these fast food restaurants would stand up and be an ally. I mean, we fight against them because we don't like the quality of their food, but they're in these instances, they're an ally. And hopefully they'd fight for this, but I have a feeling they're going to be putting cricket crap into their cricket protein into their hamburgers.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. And I'm not advocating doom and gloom and the end of the world is coming. And I tried to be a fairly optimistic person. And I would think that all the fast food industry as a whole, all these restaurateurs that own the franchises, as well as the big companies themselves, are on the side of the consumer, and that they're doing everything that they possibly can. However, having said that, government has gotten so big, and government has, you know, really gotten very intrusive into all things of our life including food, that I think you're right. We all have to be aware, and we all have to be an advocate for what we're purchasing and what goes into our body, more so now than really ever before.
Well, you also have some interesting headlines that you want to share about Amazon and what's going on there. Can you share that? Because that's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so it wasn't, I think it was maybe 3-4 months ago, just recently, there was a lawsuit filed, 17 attorneys general banded together and sued Amazon basically for price gouging and using their platform to take advantage of pricing power and, you know, of course, to make their company more profitable. But the end result is that Americans are today, they're dealing with inflation far worse than they ever have. In fact, today, the GDP for the first quarter came out and people were stunned. Our country grew much slower than expected. If I remember correctly, the GDP for the first quarter came out at 1.6%. Most people are expecting north of 2%. And as I sit and I listened and I read this morning, most people who commented on the reason why the GDP slowed down so much was mostly because of inflation. You know, I mean, people just can't afford to spend so much. And so this lawsuit that was filed by 17 attorneys general going after Amazon was for alleged price gouging of the products that are on their platform, not only the products on their platform, but also increasing their membership. You know, their membership continues to get more expensive and more expensive and more expensive. And for most people, they have to sit back and they have to say, okay, now wait a second. Do I really want to spend $129 for my Prime membership right now? What is that per month? And if I just go to the store, you know, they have to really take that and put that into their personal equation that they sit and they take a look at their finances. So for most people, according to these attorneys general, as they filed their lawsuit, what's happening over at Amazon is not in the best interest of American consumers. And that's why they're filing the lawsuit, why the lawsuit is ongoing.
Well, and not that I'm going to be protecting Amazon, but you do know that Amazon is also a target because their businesses, that's a strategy for businesses to fight Amazon. So there's a double-edged sword here going on. And so you know that's going on as well. But if Amazon is doing something wrong or deceitful, it needs to be exposed.
I think it definitely needs to be exposed. And it's along the same line of what we were just talking about with the Attorney General of New York and her lawsuit against the beef industry. Amazon is a business and they're in business to make a profit. This is America. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe everybody should be able to make a fair profit, but at the same time, you know, you're talking about increasing prices so much that for the average person, it's simply not affordable. And then you also get into this equation where you're not really getting quality products. I've got two little girls, one is 11 and one is 9. And so there's just some things that we have to order from Amazon, but we just don't, you know, it's just more convenient. But the problem is that when it arrives on our front doorstep, it literally falls apart the second that you take it out of the box. And so what you're paying for is not only more expensive, the quality just isn't there either. So, you know, you really have to be aware of both issues, not just the price, but also the quality of what you're spending your money on. And does it actually do what you want it to do when you get it? Does it actually last as long as, and is it actually an original? So I just bought a pair of Reebok shoes. I go to CrossFit 5 days a week. And so once, twice a year, I have to get a new pair of shoes. And I swear my Reeboks, they showed up. I bought it through my Amazon account and they showed up. And I swear they're supposed to be brand new shoes, but I swear that they were returned. Someone else had their feet in my shoes because of the way that it showed up in the box. So you never really even know if what you're getting is actually an original or just some reused, restuffed, repackaged product that's going to show up on your front doorstep.
Wow, they're supposed to tell you that and they should label that. I know that a lot of businesses feel forced to work with Amazon so that they can get the volume. And so you really good businesses list their stuff on Amazon, but the problem is that they get gouged too. And so the better thing is if you like a product, look for that product elsewhere instead of buying on Amazon first, because that company will make more money from that and they will benefit, and we'll all benefit from that situation. But it's hard sometimes because Amazon is pretty convenient, right? So you just have to be careful what it is that you're buying and where you're buying it and who you're buying it from. Because there's some companies, because I've done a lot of research on Amazon, and there's some companies that only sell on Amazon, even and you research them and they won't sell it directly anymore because they use Amazon's distribution.
They need the volume.
Fulfillment. And they use their fulfillment system and they need volume. Other ones sell it separately. And if they sell it separately, they benefit a lot by just buying directly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the issues that small businesses and retail businesses face today is that Amazon is basically what Walmart used to be or still is. And it's a small business owner's dream, or it's any business owner's dream, to get themselves in front of massive amount of eyeballs or massive amount of customers. And, you know, Walmart is that for most people. Amazon is that for most businesses, for most small businesses. The problem that those businesses face is the equation that they have to deal with to get their products on Amazon or at Walmart or any of these big box stores. And that equation comes down to one thing. It comes down to price, because Amazon and Walmart and all these big box stores, they know exactly what their customers can afford. And so let's say that you're dealing in protein powder, just as an example. So you go to Amazon or you go to Walmart and you say, okay, great. I've got this can of protein powder and I want this listed on your site, or I want this listed on your store shelf. Well, those giant retailers will come back to you and they'll say, okay, that's fine. You can do it, but you have to do it at this price.
That's right.
And then you sit there and you scratch your head and you've got 19 employees and you've got one scientist who comes up with the best quality item that is imaginable anywhere on the planet. And your protein sources are not insect sources. They're actually real quality, solid protein sources. But now to get it on Amazon or to get it into Walmart, let's just say you have to sell it for half of what you thought you could sell it and maybe make a 20% profit. Or else you can't sell it on Amazon or you can't sell it on Walmart. So what do you have to do? Well, you have to lower the quality of your product. And in many cases, what you end up finding are products that are filled with what's called fillers. Some of those fillers are simple, cheap things like water. Or if you're talking about cleaning products, they use toxic chemicals, things like ammonia or chlorine or bleach or things like that we know are poisonous to the human body. But that's what these retailers have to do to get their product listed on Amazon or on the store shelf at Walmart.
They're forced
to
go out of business.
Or they go out of business. And, you know, they've got a family to feed and kids that they want to put through college as well. So they have to make some decisions. And, you know, this all comes back to the same discussion that as a consumer, you have to be really on your P's and Q's, do your research and know exactly what you're buying and exactly what you're spending your money for, because a lot of times it's not really what you think the value is. It's not really what you think the quality is that you're spending your money on, even for these big national brands that have been around for a whole long time. You still have to do your research and you still have to be really, really careful.
Well, there's the famous case with Walmart and the pickles. I don't know if you remember that, when they had these big jars of pickles and they were trying to show how Walmart was forcing the prices down so low that this pickle company was making, the profits were so razor thin that they were pretty much just breaking even supplying Walmart with pickles. And it was interesting. This was probably a good 10, 15 years ago now. And it was a famous business case study about how Walmart was forcing these companies to be at such razor thin profits that these companies had to make decisions on whether it made sense to do this mass volume or just basically not have a business because you don't have that. So they had to make those really hard decisions. Were difficult. I mean, those are case studies that were done in business schools. I remember I taught at the business school and we talk about these things. And is there other avenues to make money? And how do you work with a company like Walmart and then still be able to position your product in a way where you can make money and have that higher value and higher quality, and then convince Walmart or Target or Amazon that it's worth it for people to pay more for this? That's the age-old question in this kind of environment, right?
Well, that is true. And here's another element, another wrinkle on exactly that topic, is that sometimes these brands, these companies, they get to be so successful that they catch the eye of the bigger companies. And those bigger companies, in order to grow their market share, they don't necessarily come out with brand new products. What they do is they buy other companies and it becomes part of their product portfolio. And the original formula that made that company so successful, that completely changes. So for example, a company like Burt's Bees, you know, a lot of people, especially in the holistic community, know about Burt's Bees. It was this, you know, great little company that was started by this. Well, the story is this one lady who went to Woodstock and she met this one dude. I don't know how intimate the relationship or how casual their relationship was, but she remembered his face and she started this little company in her, you know, I mean, this classic all American story, right, in her house. And she started making all these products, this lip balm. And it really took off when she reconnected with the guy that she met at Woodstock and his face went right on the lip balm, Burt's Bees. And so that's where that whole Burt's was the face of Burt's Bees. Anyway, the company becomes an incredible success story. They do 750, they were purchased by Clorox for $750 million. Wow. And so, you know, you have a success that just gets to be to the point where these larger corporations, they see who you are and then they make you an offer that you can't refuse. I mean, most people wouldn't refuse $750 million buyout if someone approached them with that kind of buyout.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing is that's the people, it's hard because you work your whole life to build something and then you get an offer like that. And you're like, well, some people stand strong, but a lot of times I've seen people who stand strong and they destroyed them, you know, in the energy business or they've been, products they wouldn't sell out. Next thing you know, they just destroy you.
And they've got a lot of ways to do that. You know, mm-hmm. they have pricing power. They have shelf space power. Like when you go to the store, if you go to your local supermarket and you take a look at the shelves, whatever aisle you're in, let's say you're in the cleaning aisle and you take a look at the shelves. Well, the space on that shelf is sold to the highest bidder. And it's not just the amount of horizontal space on the shelf. It's also the vertical space. So when you're standing there, your eye level,
that's right,
it goes to a certain level. So the products that are all the way up here, they're less expensive on the shelf. The products are all the way down on the bottom. They're less expensive on the shelf because most people aren't going to look up or down. They're just going to scan. They're going to take and they're going to throw into their shopping cart. So those companies that are paying the most for the shelf space, they know how valuable that real estate is, and they'll just price all newbies right out of the marketplace, or they'll price all those that they, one of the strategies they could use, they'll price all of those that they offered, you know, a buyout from, they'll price them right out of the marketplace. To the point that, you know, you really don't have very much choice. And I think most people think that when they go to the store and they're talking about purchasing consumer goods or food items, that they have all of this choice. But when you really delve into it, most of the consumer goods that you purchase are really owned by a handful of companies. So if you go and you purchase Annie's Organic, you know, so a lot of your listeners will probably know that brand, Annie's Organics. It's no longer a privately held company. It's like Burt's Bees. It was purchased. It was either purchased by Procter & Gamble or General Mills. And so now you're at the store and you're taking a look at Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, Annie's Organic Macaroni and Cheese. And if you do your research, it wouldn't surprise me if both of those brands sitting right there on the store shelf are actually owned by the same company that has the same interests and the same product philosophy about price and about quality. And so you're reaching for a brand, but it's actually the same thing as the thing that you're skipping over.
Yeah, I think there's more and more of it. You just have to be very careful what you're looking at. And there's other strategies too, where they've taken people out. I've had horror stories of people like not wanting to sell out. Their patents were stolen. I mean, just crazy, crazy things. So people feel they have to, and it's really a sad scenario. But we do we have options. There's more people who are trying to push small organic companies. There's people coming up with solutions. One of the solutions that we have is the Freedom Buying Club. And I'm so excited about it because they have such great products. I I've been saying this for a while. There's other products, like, but I've just been really thinking about the cleaning products that you can get because it comes in concentrated volume. If you buy like a cleaning, a spray bottle of, I don't know, 409 or whatever you clean your house with, one bottle might be what, $6 at Walmart. You can pay about $8 maybe at the Freedom Buying Club and get about 35 bottles out of that. The savings for your family is absolutely enormous, especially with the inflation and what's going on today. It is incredible how much more you can get out of these concentrated bottles. Can you talk about that? Because I know you've been working with this company for decades, and that's one of their philosophies, is to give you that kind of value and also have it be clean.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been shopping here for 33 years. So since 1991, I've been shopping here. And this is a company that is based here in the United States. They've never had a layoff. They're privately held, and they're totally debt-free. And what they do, their founding axiom is exceptional products at reasonable prices. At reasonable prices. So when you go and you buy your 409, or you go and you buy your Tide, and most people think that they're getting a value by buying the big bottle. And we all know what the big bottle is, because when you go to the local store, you see the big bottle of Tide. Oh, I'm going to get the big bottle because it's bigger and I'm going to get a better value. What most people don't understand is that most of those cleaning products are filled with fillers like water. In fact, you'd be surprised if you take a look at those consumer goods companies, those cleaning products, some outrageous statistics, something like 90% of all of those big bottles is filled with water. And so you're not really getting a value. You're just buying a bigger bottle that has a lot of water, and it's really heavy to bring home. And people who live in smaller places, they don't have the space for it. So we've specialized in manufacturing. We've got a ton of full-time research, a scientist, PhD scientists that come up with better formulations. One of the better formulations is a patent where things are concentrated. So you actually, when you purchase from Freedom Buying Club, you actually purchase the concentrate. And then you can go ahead and put your own water from the tap into your bottle. And you'll, if you do the math, you'll save 70, 80%. Versus buying at the local store. For example, and I just checked at walmart.com. If you take a look at our laundry detergent, you'll get 96 loads for $19.49. Some people will say, wow, $19.49. 96 loads for $19.49. You compare that to Tide, which is the number one selling laundry detergent in the United States, at walmart.com, you would have to spend $91.96 to get 96 loads from Tide Ultra 2. So you literally have to spend almost four times the amount. So that's just another strategy that these big box stores, these big major conglomerates use. It's a pricing strategy. But when you buy from Freedom Buying Club, you're really buying things that have real value and will actually save you a ton of money. That's one of the reasons why we've been shopping here for 33 years. Never missed a month. We probably shop four or five times a month instead of going to the local store. We just buy from Freedom Buying Club.
Well, but the other things, like the laundry detergent, is that's one of the more modest. I mean, I'm looking at some of these other ones where, the spray cleaners, where you get the bottle, the empty bottle, and you create your own bottles with the concentrate. Mm-hmm. Literally, some of those things will create 20 to 35 bottles.
And our glass cleaner, our spot remover, our tile cleaner, and we could go on, a toilet bowl cleaner. We've got all sorts of products, cleaning products for your home. We've got hundreds of consumer goods. We're just talking about a small sliver of our product line. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. You would literally spend a lot more money buying Windex than you would buying our glass cleaner, for example. And not only would you spend more money buying the competing brands, but you're also buying competing brands with known carcinogenic or toxic chemicals inside of them. So at Freedom Buying Club, we specialize in healthier products. So you never have ammonia. You never have bleach in any of our products. So, for example, with laundry detergent, you'd be surprised to know what kind of gunk is in your laundry detergent, and you're breathing that in 24 hours a day. When you went to bed last night and you woke up this morning for anywhere between 6 to 12 hours, you, your children were breathing all of those toxic chemicals, and for the next, you know, rest of your day, you're still breathing them in because you washed all your clothes in your laundry detergent. Then you have someone that uses a disinfectant in your kitchen, which is mostly, like, if you use Clorox, it's all bleach. It's really bad for you. We have a disinfectant that's registered with the FDA. It's a botanical product. There's no toxic chemicals in it whatsoever, and it kills 99% of all germs and bacteria, including COVID. When used as directed on hard surfaces, it does not cure you. If you get COVID, this will not cure, take away your ailment. But if you use it as directed,
not something you need to talk about with my audience. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just a great alternative. It's safer, it's effective, and it's less expensive than your normal disinfectant that you would find anywhere. We've been using it it's an awesome product.
Yeah, well, I'm just soaking in lately, just how much, because I've been covering a lot of the inflation. I've been writing articles, I've been talking about it. I work with Miles Franklin, with Andy Scheckman, and we've talked about it. Just I probably have done a dozen articles on it in the last few months on the inflation and what's happening around the country. And the cost to just live in a big major city has gone up by 69% in the last couple of years to live comfortably. That's based on the MIT index. People are struggling just to go paycheck to paycheck. And if you can do something that'll save you this kind of work better, be cleaner, and save you this, it's just, yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. But there's also, you know, we talked about the beef earlier. You also have beef that doesn't have the issues. It's clean. And actually, the price on that for anything comparable, it's expensive. But any of the products that are even remotely comparable, it's a lot less than.
That's our newest division, is our beef division. So over the last 40 years, our company has consistently added divisions of products. And our newest division is our beef division. And I'm the most excited about that because it's the best product on the planet. And I'm saying that because I'm a consumer and I've been buying this beef now for almost a year and a half, 2-3 times a month. We hate going out because every time that we go out, it's always more expensive and it never tastes as good. So our beef division, we own it all. We're in control of everything from insemination to harvesting and everything in between. It's vertically integrated. Our company owns 250,000 acres of open ranch land. Our cows graze openly with their moms. They're taken care of by nice cowboys and nice cowgirls. I've actually met the cowboys and cowgirls. I've actually been on a cattle drive with the cowboys and the cowgirls. It was a pretty cool experience. We own our own beef processing plant. There's no hormones ever. There's no added mRNA. There's no hormones. There's no antibiotics. It's called Never Ever Beef. Our brand is Never Ever Beef. It's the highest grade, top choice, top prime. The USDA grades the beef, and the top grade, the top level is top prime or top choice. And an interesting thing about our beef is that if there's a cow that's ever sick, we take care of the cow. We take it out of the lot. We take care of the cow. But that cow is never reintroduced to the lot to be harvested and sold to our customers. Oh, so no hormones, no antibiotics, no mRNA. It's the closest thing from, you know, farm to table, if you will. The cow's final grazing area is literally 100 yards from the beef processing plant. So what most people don't know is that a lot of times cows actually have to get stuffed into trucks and they have to drive long distances to get to the harvesting plants. And a lot of times the cows get sick, the cows get hurt, their organs get bruised. Our cows, they just walk right into the beef harvesting plant. It's the most humane thing on the planet. And when you get this, it's the best tasting beef that I've ever had in my life. And if you compare our prices, I mean, I won't go through a whole litany. We have all sorts of different cuts, but if you just compare our fillets, an 8-ounce fillet that we sell compared to a 7-ounce fillet that Omaha Steaks sell, ours is 50% less expensive. So you're getting the best quality at the best possible price. And it's just one more thing that Freedom Buying Club offers.
It is more, I mean, the meat is expensive, but if you buy, I notice I'm always looking for ways to save money. When you do it monthly, you can get additional packages. So you can get like the hamburger meat, you can get it for less than you can get it at Sam's Club by ordering extra in your package. So there's just it's pretty, you have to be smart with how you do some of this stuff, by to really save. But I'm just a stickler on how do I reduce my
So
costs. I'm a business person. I do that on everything. Go ahead.
So talking about savings. So when you become a member of Freedom Buying Club, you get $100 of products for free. It's store credit. You get to choose what you want. After you place your order, you can go ahead and you can choose $20 of items in your first month. You get free items that way. And with the beef, there's no shipping on the beef. There's no membership fee on the beef at all. You just buy what you want. And like you said, if you buy monthly, you get the biggest discount. And actually, if you do the math, that biggest discount will get you cheaper than what you'll buy at most of the local supermarkets. And you actually know exactly what kind of beef that you're getting. You're not questioning, oh my goodness, is there insects in here? Is it engineered in the lab? What kind of steroids are in here? What kind of antibiotics are in here? You're getting good, wholesome, quality beef.
Yeah, I agree. It's really good. Okay, so where can they buy the Freedom Buying Club, which people know about? And then how does the process work if they want to learn more about it?
So we don't sell our products in the stores. We don't waste our money on mainstream media advertising. We don't waste our advertising on shelf space. The only way that you can get these products, go to freedombuyingclub.com. Just leave your name and your number. We'll call you back within 24 hours and we'll get you set up. It's real simple, just like that. We'll answer all your questions. We'll tell you all about all of our products and our prices. And we're real friendly people, and you'll love talking to us. So just go to freedombuyingclub.com and we'll get back in touch with you within 24 hours and set you up so you can buy direct from the factory floor and get discounted pricing. You'll save up to 50%, 30 to 50%, and get $100 in free store credit. Everyone will be able to get that.
Thank you so much, Alan. This has been a really enlightening conversation. I think people just don't realize the games that are being played. So thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. It's my pleasure.